This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, great to be here with you this morning. Thanks for having me on the show. How have you been?
Tony, I have been doing well, my friend. We're getting ready to get the last of our classes wrapped up for the spring semester. We're going into summer. Just loving life and living the dream, my friend. And it's always a pleasure to have you here. But I will say this. I am looking forward to the day. I know we missed it last time, but I'm looking forward to the day we can do another in person. Always enjoy doing the in person versus the web, but it's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we're remote. I'm in my studio. Travis is in his. So, listeners, what he's talking about there is we love it when we can get together in the same studio, and I'm sure we'll have an opportunity coming up pretty soon.
Perfect. Well, we have, as we always do, we have great conversation in our courses. And last night I was inspired by a reaction to give us this morning's topic.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to give a brief kind of anecdote on what I'm talking about, just so everybody has a frame of reference. So we had a course last night, and one of the things that I always like to do is talk about what are some of the key topics that we're going to cover in the course. And we got to talking about taxes. Well, there was someone in the room that basically asked a question. Do I think, you know, we're probably going to see tax cuts? And I said, no, I really don't see. I don't see a scenario, to be honest, with where taxes can stay the same or even, you know, let's face it. Trump saying he's going to do tax cuts again. I don't see that happening. That's probably not going to be the case. And my argument is this: we are about to cross, as of this morning, now I just got this number today, we're over $840 billion a year in debt service. Tony, wow. We have $34 trillion in debt.
Oh.
So by the end of the year, that number is expected to surpass defense spending, and it is going to be over $1 trillion in debt service a year. There's, even if Trump lights the economy on fire, and I'm not saying he's going to win, I'm not saying he's going to lose, I'm just telling you the facts. If he lights the economy on fire and we start pumping revenue into the system because, you know, the economy's is outgrowing its expectations, and all of a sudden our receipts come in higher than expected, I still don't see a situation where we can afford to take that and reduce it back to, you know, 2 year, 3 year ago levels, right? If your revenues go up and you cut taxes, we're basically back to 2-3 year ago revenues for tax receipts. That's not going to happen because we have to deal with this debt. And anyway, so where the topic for today comes from is I had someone who was late, and they came in after I had already given my 2 cents on Trump. I started giving my 2 cents on Biden, and as soon as I mentioned Biden's name, the lady gets upset, and she's like, I'm not here for Biden bashing. Folks, if you're listening to this show and it's your first time, put your seatbelt on. If you have been listening to me for a while and you're a client, you already know what I'm about to say. I don't think red or blue when it comes to your money. I think green. And I think if we are so so averse to hearing the other side of the conversation, how can you truly ever make a good decision?
Right, and you're an equal opportunity.
Correct. I'm going to give
critic.
You both
sides.
You were criticizing
both Trump and Biden, saying neither one of them. Your point was going to be neither one of them will be able to.
This train is set on the tracks.
Promises.
Yeah. It's not going to stop. I don't care who the conductor is. They're not going to stop this train.
Yeah. So they're going to have to. Yeah. The promise of lower taxes for everyone. And who knows?
I mean, what don't we get promised in election seasons? I mean, let's be honest. And I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. That means absolutely nothing to me. I don't ask our clients their political affiliation when they become a client, because I don't care. I love all of our clients equally. It's not, I don't think red or blue. I think green. And when you're doing financial planning, and if you're really doing it to the degree you should be, you should look past that as well, because behavioral biases can really have an impact on your retirement. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. But yeah, if you're ready for some Biden bashing, be ready for some Trump bashing too. Cause I mean, I'm sorry, there is no way that they're going to be able to do everything that they're promising. So I guess that's the best place to start, Tony, because you know, nowadays it seems like everyone is such a raw nerve, so overly sensitive, that it's hard to have a conversation. And one of the things that I remember, and you know, you have these moments in life where you remember conversations pretty much verbatim. And I actually had the opportunity to sit down with a young man that you may know really well from the area of Minnesota, Fran Tarkenton, one time.
Oh, yeah.
And Fran and I had a one-on-one conversation, and he said, Travis, he said, do you know one of the best decisions that I ever made? I said, what's that? He said, I actually, in my younger days, I started to buy the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, why would that be why would that be one of the best things you ever did? And he said, do you know why? I said, why? He said, because they could not be, in most cases, more polar opposite. He said, but you have to know what both arguments are so that you can formulate your decisions on what you think is right for you and for your family. And folks, that was 15 years ago, and he could not have been more right. Right. Because if all we do is follow the herd and we just look at what everyone else is doing, and you make these impulsive decisions because you feel like, well, they're doing it, so I got to do it, because if they're doing it, it must be right. Well, that's herd mentality. That's everyone else is doing, even if it's not the right thing for you. That's just, you know, you can apply that, Tony, to Social Security. I actually have conversations on a frequent basis about, well, you know, I work with, you know, this big group or that big group, and, you know, everyone in my division was, you know, they're all taking Social Security at 62. And I feel like that's the right thing for me too. Why? Why is it right for you? Why is it going to fit your need and your retirement and your financial situation? There are instances, don't get me wrong. I mean, and we talked about this, you know, last night ad nauseum in the course. If you're 62 years old and you're single, you want to retire early, you really don't have a legacy goal, or maybe you don't have a spouse that you're planning for their retirement income once you're gone, then I completely understand. Maybe 62 is right for you. Could be that 63, 64, 65 could be right for you. But 62, I could understand the argument. But just making that 62 decision blanketly based on what everyone else is doing, I really don't think that's the most optimal, Tony. I think people leave money on the table.
Yeah.
Because I'll give you another one. Have a situation, and this gentleman came in. He's in his early 60s, and he is single, and just in his situation, because of his retirement plan, because of his legacy goal, because of his assets. You know, he was thinking, should I take Social Security at 65 when I retire? Should I forego it and wait till 67? And I said, well, you need to let the math decide. And he said, well, can you figure that out for me? Absolutely, I can. And when it came back, when you put everything in order and everything is working together, Tony, it actually cost him money, believe it or not, to wait until 67 and not take it at 65. It cost him money in the long run because it was 2 years of income that he would not have been spending on his retirement plan that he could have increased his distribution rate. He could have spent more money. So it just depends, right? Following the herd means if they run off a cliff, you run off a cliff. I cannot be the first person to say that. Your mother probably told you that whenever you were growing up. If your friends jumped off a cliff, would you? Well, a lot of you guys are sitting out there. If you're not our clients, you're probably sitting out there going, well, maybe he's right. Oh, I hit a nerve. Like I said, put your seatbelt on, might get a little bumpy. But folks, that's the point. If we don't identify things that could be in the future, things that take us out of our risk or our comfort zone or out of our plan of attack, don't you want to know now rather than later? Wouldn't you rather know and start being able to get around some of these pitfalls and these really bad decisions before they ever are made? Absolutely, you would. And that's why I would encourage you, don't follow the herd. Be a leader, don't be a follower. I have a client that loves dog sledding, and basically they said, you know, one of the jokes is the corny, but it's every time they go to the Iditarod, they said, if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. So don't try to follow and be in the pack. You got to be the leader. You can't be the follower because your right. view's never going to change. Confirmation bias. Let's think through this. We just got notification that Biden and Trump are going to do two debates, Biden released his Agreed. Best Clint Eastwood yeah. Impression. Make my day. I thought that was hilarious. Seeing him do Make My Day. I'm sorry. This is not red or blue. This is just hilarious. When I watched that video, Tony, I couldn't yeah. help it. I spit my coffee out. I was like, yeah. you got to be kidding me right now.
It's funny.
Biden as Clint Eastwood. Could you? So what are we going to call this debate? Unforgiven 2? I mean, what in the world? So, but confirmation bias, you know, it used to be, and I think this also plays into the herd mentality. I think we used to in this country, and I'm reminiscing on a time that I vaguely remember, but I know most of you guys probably do. There was a time in this country when you had 40% 40% Democrat, 40% Republican that were more toward the center, and you had the far 10% on each party was the far right or the far left. And we, you know, at one point, that's the reason you had like the Reagan Democrats. You had, you know, the Reagan Republicans, Reagan Democrats. We could actually probably sit down at a table in that period in history, and I wouldn't say 90% plus, but probably 75-80% of today's issues, we could talk through, political parties could talk through and actually have a dialogue without the vitriol and you know, if you don't agree with me, you hate me. That is completely not productive. But confirmation bias is the tendency to seek out information that confirms your existing beliefs and ignore information that contradicts them. If all you want to hear is what you want to hear and you don't want the other side of the equation, then as a retirement planning firm, we're not for you. Because my job's not to give you bias. It's to give you information. And that's what you should be seeking out. Because if you look, and I saw a chart the other day, Tony, and it was pretty stark. If you look at the difference if you have someone who just invests when they think their candidate's going to win, or takes the money out when they think their candidate's going to lose, and you compare that to someone who literally just adjusts their sales and they keep investing on both sides of the equation. Their outcome was exponentially more than the person who literally just voted whenever, or just invested when they thought their candidate was going to win. Why? Because you can't control that, right? That is completely out of your control. The election comes around every 2 or 4 years, whether it's congressional or whether it's the presidential election. Folks, you can't play hopscotch like that with your retirement and with your investments. And you also can't just read information that you agree with. Because here's the thing. What if there is a different way that could be more applicable to your situation, but you wouldn't know because you didn't explore it? That's what you need to be thinking about. That's what our clients look to me for is, you know, Travis, I hear this, I see this, but what's really going on? And we talk through it. And I always, and anybody who meets with me, you will sit there and I will say, you know, I can see this going a number of ways. Let's think about what they are. If this happens, I think this is probably likely. If we go this route, I think this is probably likely. But which one do we think is the more probable? And that's how you make good decisions. You cannot just focus on the good or the bad, because in the long run, that's all you're going to get. If all you think is bad, that's all you're ever going to get. Now, thinking good doesn't automatically mean you're going to be Warren Buffett, but it does drastically improve your situation. So don't let your mind get bogged down and just read what's, you know, because social media, in my opinion, I think is probably one of the reasons Rome is burning, so to speak, because it is so easy to hit that follow button and just hear from these people that you think are right, when in actuality they may be, but they're only giving you their opinion on their side. They're not looking at the other side of the equation, and you have to. That is, in my opinion, I think that as Americans, that's our responsibility, is to look on both sides. And I think as retirement investors, you have to take the same strategy. You have to look at all options. You can't just look at what you think is going to happen. You got to be, you can't exercise confirmation bias. The last, Tony, is when we talk about the behavioral biases of retirement, let's think about loss aversion. You know, the fact that some people invest with the mindset that it's almost, I hate to say this, but I was watching, what was it the other night? Mayor of Kingstown. You ever seen Mayor of Kingstown?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you know, whenever they're in the commissary and the mess hall and they're eating, if you ever see a prison show, you see these inmates and they eat, and it's like they got one arm in front of their plate and they're always looking up and looking around as they take a bite. That's basically because they don't want anything taken from them. And that's how some people invest in their retirement. Is, and they think, okay, I gotta always be looking and protecting. And that may keep you from making progress or getting what you want accomplished. Because we cannot have that hoarding scarcity mindset. That's the reason why we talk about you need to plan for different periods of your retirement. You need to have money today, where if, God forbid, markets were to be a little bit more volatile or go down like 2022, you've got to have money set aside that you can live through that, right? Average bear markets, 11.4 months. Average bull markets, 4.5 years. So 2022, okay, markets go down, not fun, but it is what it is. Well, how are we going to get through it? If you had set aside that bucket now money, so to speak, and you were able to have cash that you knew you could access, and you're not looking at your stocks because they're down, so let's not take from there. And then when the market starts to recover, we start to rebalance and we're getting back to normal. It might take us a couple years, but that keeps you from really trying to say, oh my goodness, market went down 5 or 10%. Take it out, ring the bell. No, because if you had done that, which some people did, not our clients, but some people did, And what happens is you endure all the pain on the way down and you don't get the return on the way back up, because when it bounces, just like it did last year, that happens really quick. I mean, let's face it, we were up 20%+ in about 5 months from November of last year until March of this year. It is very difficult to catch a falling knife, and it's very difficult to make that decision to get out. And then all of a sudden you see the market surge because you're sitting there going, well, but I'm going to wait for a pullback. Well, guess what? There was not a pullback for five months. So you would have literally missed all of that growth on the way back up. So folks, you cannot use the scarcity mindset. You cannot have a confirmation bias, basically reading all the doom and gloom articles that the market's about to crash, so that's why you're out of the market. And you can't have the herd mentality because your buddy says he can time the market better than anybody. And guess what? He's probably been right once and been wrong a lot more than that. You have to plan your retirement around your situation and around your goals and objectives. That's the only way to eliminate or drastically reduce the impact of these behavioral biases. And if that's something you're struggling with, that's the value of an investor, of a retirement planner, of a retirement advisor. It's helping you make sense of what just doesn't make sense anymore. And if that's you sitting out there right now, that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Let us help you get some sleep in retirement and really enjoy the retirement that you want, not the retirement that you get by default because your biases have clouded your judgment. Give us a call, 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today. You covered a lot, and people's behavior can really dictate what they do with their finances, for better or worse. A lot of times, if we let our emotions get involved, it's for worse. So I think the answer is to work with a financial professional like yourself. Great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.